Let's go to the book of Psalms. I want to look in two places in Psalms. I'd like to go to Psalm 56 and Psalms 116. I'd like to read one verse of scripture in Psalms 56. Psalms 56 verse 12 and Psalm 116 and verse 12 in both of these. Y'all got Psalms 56? All right, let's read Psalms 56, verse 12 first, and then we'll go to Psalms 116. The Bible says in Psalms 56 and verse 12, "Thy vows are upon me, O God, I will render praises unto thee." Verse 13, "For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" Psalms 116. And verse number 12. Psalms 116 and verse number 12. Switched microphones on you there. Hope that's all right. The Bible says, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me?" The first scripture says, "I will render praises unto thee." Amen. I want to preach tonight on my payment of praise. My payment of praise. Would you all just lift your hand this way before you're seated and ask the Lord to help us? Thank you, Lord, for this service tonight, the testimonies we've heard. Thank you for the Spirit of God that we felt in this place. Help us, Lord, tonight. God, touch us and anoint us, Lord, with fresh oil from the throne. God, fresh oil from the throne. We need your power in this last hour. Anoint us tonight with fresh oil from the throne. Help me, God. Give me clear thoughts, Lord, and words to speak your word, God. Let the blessings flow through us. In Jesus' name, the church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to, like I said, my payment of praise, a debt. Hallelujah. We're in debt to God. We're indebted to God. And has the Lord been good to anybody? Hallelujah. I'm not a good guesser, but I think that was about 40% of us, maybe 50. Hallelujah. Has God been good to us? He has. God is so good to us. Where would we be without God's mercy in our life? Where would you be tonight? Amen. Where would you be? Would you be even alive? Can you think about times in your life where God kept you alive? Amen. Would you be with your family tonight? Would you be saved? None of us would be saved without God. Amen. We'd be lost in sin, the misery of sin, the heartache of sin. Where would we be without God? The Bible tells us in Psalms 116, he said, "What shall I render?" This word render means pay back. What am I going to pay back unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? What am I going to pay him back? What are you going to pay back God for how good he's been to you? What are you going to pay him back? Have you ever thought about it? What are you going to do for God? Amen. If it wasn't for God, we'd be dead. Amen. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be saved. What are you going to give God? What have you thought about what you're going to give God for what he's done for you? Amen. I'm preaching tonight on my payment of praise. The Bible says in Psalms 56, in God will I praise His word, in the Lord will I praise His word. In God have I put my trust, I will not be afraid. What man can do unto me? Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto Thee. Listen, when we think about God's goodness, when we think about God's mercy, amen, somebody wrote a song and said, when I think about the goodness of the Lord, amen, when I think about all He's done for me, my soul gets happy. I can't help but think, amen, my hands start going up. My feet start to move and I start clapping my hands when I think of the goodness of God. I will render. I will pay back. Is anybody in debt tonight? Don't raise your hand. Probably most of us is in some type form of debt, maybe somehow. For sure, young people, you know, I mean, you know, drive a new car and pay a payment, you know. And, you know, take out a loan here or take out a loan there and all this different stuff, you know. And, somebody says, I ain't in debt. Well, you owe the government. You're in debt to them. You have to pay your taxes. Try not to pay them. See what happens. Say, well, I don't owe nobody nothing. You don't? Well, let's see if you don't. See what you do if you don't pay your taxes. See if you keep that property after about 5 or 6 years. But anyways, the Bible here says, I will render praises unto thee. Some people may have more debt in this life, amen, than others, but we're all indebted to God. Every one of us are in debt to the Lord. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 1 that Paul said he was a debtor to the Greeks. And he was a debtor to the barbarians. He was a debtor to the wise. And he was a debtor to the unwise. He said, so much is in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel. Amen. To those that are in Rome. He felt a debt to people. He felt a responsibility to people. That's what a debt is. It's a responsibility. You have to do it. You sign your name on that line that you would make that payment. And that you would pay that interest. And that you would do that. Amen. That's a debt. Well, we're in debt to God. When God has been so good to us. Amen. He says, what shall I render unto the Lord? What are we going to give to God? After all God's done for us, what are we going to do to pay this debt? I heard the story about, amen, a preacher coming in to some rugged area many years ago, a circuit rider preacher and preaching, and an old Indian man got saved in that revival, and he heard the gospel story for the first time, and he got saved, and he come to the revival and got saved, and the story says that after God had just changed his heart and took that old bitterness out and all that hatred out and took everything out of his heart, said the next night he come in, said the Indian had his blanket and said when they passed the offering, said he didn't have no American money, and they'd passed that plate and said he didn't have no American money, and he thought, what am I going to give for what I got? How am I going to get? What am I going to pay for what I got? And they said that he brought that blanket and he laid it in the offering pan and said, an Indian give blanket to the Lord because of what the Lord has done for him. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd like to give God my blanket. Hallelujah. For what he's done for me. Hallelujah. They said the next night he come in. Amen. Hallelujah. There's having revival. The Indian got blessed again. They passed the offering plate and the Indian brought his axe. Hallelujah. And laid his axe down in the offering pan. Said, Indian, give axe to the Lord. Hallelujah. For what he's done for me. Glory to God. Said the next night he brought his horse and tied his horse up out. Amen. Tied his horse up out there and said, Indian, give horse to the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. What am I going to do? What am I going to pay God? We could never pay him. Amen. If we had millions of dollars to give to the Lord, you can't pay the Lord. Amen. For what he's done. Amen. There's no way. We give our life to him. What could we do? Amen. What effort could we put forth to give to God for what he's done? They said he gave different things. Brought his bow and arrow and put it in the offering pan and brought different things. Said he done gave everything to the revival. Said he give it all. Amen. For what God had done. Said he didn't have nothing else to give. And said that night when he didn't have nothing else, he'd give his horse. He'd give his blanket. He'd give his axe. He
did give it all. Amen. When they brought the offering plate out, he took the offering plate and laid it down and stood up in the offering pan. He said, Indian, give Indian to the Lord for what he's done. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I will render praise unto the Lord. The Bible says, I will pay back for what the Lord has done. Amen. The Lord is good to us. We are in debt to God. Amen. God's good to us, and we can't pass it on like the Lord ain't done nothing for us. Amen. We can't pass it off like God's never been good to us. I know we may not always feel like testifying. I know we may not always feel like running and shouting church. We may not always feel like jumping up and down and, you know, doing a dance or something. Amen. But friends, we are in debt to God. Every one of us is in debt to God. God's been good to us. He's healed us. He's saved us. He's touched my children. He's blessed me with healthy children. He's blessed my life. He's blessed my soul. What am I going to render unto the Lord? What am I going to pay back to God for what he's done for me? Amen. I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to have the attitude that God owes me. God doesn't owe me nothing. Amen. Not because of who my name is or not because of who I am does God owe it to me. God doesn't owe me nothing. God doesn't have to answer one more prayer. Amen. He doesn't have to. I know his word says he will. Amen. But I don't deserve it. I'm undeserving. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, the songwriter said, ain't God good to give us so many blessings? Undeserving, that's what we are. We ought to praise him, love and thank him a little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Amen. I know y'all probably heard that story in World War II where the United States sent that bomber into Tokyo and dropped a bomb in Tokyo. Amen. Because they was just getting, you know, back and after Pearl Harbor and all, and they sent that bomber in there, and that pilot's name, y'all probably heard the story, Eddie Rickenbacker. Amen. He flew that plane and dropped that bomb in Tokyo just to send a message. Amen. You may have sent our boys to the bottom of Pearl Harbor, but we're still here and we're coming back. Amen. And they sent that, but you know the rest of that story is that he ran out of fuel over the Pacific. Amen. And he crashed in the Pacific and was in a lifeboat. Him and some of his crew was in a lifeboat for several days. Then they ran out of water waiting on to be rescued. And then they couldn't eat. They were starving. They didn't know what they was going to do. And the story is that Eddie Rickenbacker would read his New Testament every morning and pray. He'd read it and pray, and those men were saying God's forgot about us and all of that, and that seagull landed on his head, and Eddie Rickenbacker took that seagull off, and they cut that seagull up and fished with it and survived until they was rescued in the Pacific. And the story is that Eddie Rickenbacker retired and lived in Florida and said that it happened on a Tuesday, I believe it was a Tuesday, and said Eddie Rickenbacker, as an old man, every Tuesday after he retired, he would go down to the seashore, amen, as those seagulls was flying around, and said he would feed them, he would throw them food and feed those seagulls. And then we found out that they're selling fresh shrimp. He'd go over and buy him a bucket of cheap fresh shrimp, amen, or stuff that people was throwing away, and he'd walk out into that pier, Sister Bobby, and he'd throw it up to those seagulls every Tuesday, because Tuesday was the day that seagull landed on his head. Amen. Nobody knew what that old man was doing. Amen. But somebody asked him one time, why do you feed the seagulls so much? He said, I'm just saying thank you. You don't know my story. I'm just saying thank you. Amen. And Sister Bobby, people might wonder, why are you always praising God? Brother Wayne, they may say, why are you always got a testimony? Amen. Why are you always, amen, got a joy in your heart? Amen. Like Eddie Rickenbacker, you don't know my story. Hallelujah. You don't know what God's done for me. You don't know how God's been good to me. I'm just saying thank you tonight. I'm talking about my payment of praise. Listen, I could never pay God enough money for saving my soul. Amen. November the 11th, 1992. I could never pay him enough money. Amen. If I lived
thousand years, I could not say enough, amen, of goodness to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for the millions of years that we're going to have in heaven when we're going to bow at His feet, amen, and say, thank You for saving my soul. Thank You for delivering me from hell. Thank You for getting me out of the pit of sin. Thank You for keeping me from drugs. Thank You for saving my family. Thank You for all You've done for me. Hallelujah. We haven't made it to heaven yet. Amen. What are we going to do? Hallelujah. What are we going to do? You know, everybody loves deals. We all love deals. The ladies sure love deals. Amen. Shopping. Hallelujah. Praise God. I wasn't the first one that said it. I heard somebody else say it. And so I use it. I'll tell my wife, we have saved so much money that we can't afford to save no more. Amen. We have made such good deals that we're broke. Amen. But anyways, hallelujah. Everybody loves deals. You can't beat a deal like this, friend. Amen. Getting saved. Amen. Brought out of drugs and sin. Amen. Delivered from hell. You can't beat a deal like this. Amen. You can't never beat a deal like this. Amen. Amen. How much money did you have to pay for it? My pockets are empty. Glory to God. How much did you have to write the check for? Friend, I want to tell you something. All He requires is the render of praise. A payment of praise. Hallelujah. Have you ever got behind on payments? Have you ever got behind on payments? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. They'll send you that past due notice. Oh, God, it's going to look bad on your credit. Amen. I've been behind on payments, I have to admit. Amen. And by the grace of God, I have to tell you, the electric's never went off yet. Oh, I've wondered if it was. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There have been times, Brother Mike, even in the church, we wondered how he's going to pay the bills. Amen. But we ain't never come in here in the dark yet. Hallelujah. Amen. The water's always been on. Amen. I don't know about tomorrow, but so far, God's always helped us. But I've paid late payments before. I want to tell you tonight, I kind of feel like I owe the Lord a late payment. Hallelujah. I'm kind of behind on praise. Can I get a witness here tonight? I owe Him a little bit more praise. It seems like I've been holding back a little bit too much. Amen. And God was good to me when He saved me. God was good to me when He sanctified me. God was good to me when He filled me with the Holy Ghost. I owe Him a payment of praise. Thank You, Jesus. Y'all know the story. You know the story. Amen. The leper stood way off. Have mercy on us, thou son of David. Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. Glory to God. As they was going. That's why it's important to obey God. Listen. Obeying God is more important than getting a preacher to pray for you. Obeying God is the most important. As they was going. Jesus never touched them. I read where Jesus touched a leper, brother. Oh God. That's a whole other message. Those lepers couldn't touch nobody. They couldn't touch their wife. Their wife couldn't touch them. That touch. Hallelujah. You ever reach over and grab your wife's hand? Just that touch. I mean, we'll be so stressed out. Everything's going well. Hallelujah. She'll reach over and grab my hand. Hallelujah. I tell her, I said, that's a pressure release valve. I mean, you can almost hear it going. Shh. I mean, I'm fixing to blow and all of a sudden it goes up. But this man hadn't been touched since he was a leper, and Jesus touched him. Hallelujah. Oh, but there have been times that I needed a touch of God, and I hadn't been touched in a while, and the Lord touched me. Hallelujah. Hey, remember, Brother Wayne, Jesus never touched those lepers. He just said, go show yourself to the priest. And while they was going, they was cleansed. That's why it's important to obey God. Say, man, I'm going to get prayed for tonight. The evangelist is here. Amen. You may walk in the church, and the Holy Ghost, Sister Honey, was talking about being sensitive. Amen. That's what our Sunday school lesson was in the teen class this morning. Amen. Was on sensitive, being sensitive. Amen. Being sensitive to the voice of God. Being sensitive to what God has to say. Amen. You might walk in and say, man, this revival, this preacher, I'm going to get prayer tonight.
Might walk in, the Holy Ghost say, run around the church. Woo! Hallelujah. While you're obeying God, God's a healing you. Thank you, Jesus. He never touched them, Sister Betty. He didn't wipe clay in their eyes, you know, like he did that blind man. All he did was said, go show yourself to the priest. While they was going, listen, amen, a leper had to show himself to the priest to be cleansed. The priest had to pronounce them clean. Amen, it took faith for them to go and show themselves to the priest. Amen, but while they was going, they was cleansed. And the Bible said one of them, oh, one of them, I'm talking about my payment of praise. One of them turned around and came back in with a loud voice. Amen. They wrote songs about it. I know you've heard the songs. I know you've read the story. Amen. One of them. Amen. Somebody wrote a song, said, I will be the one to worship your name. Listen, you might be the only one. Amen. But he knew what God had done for him. He knew he used to be a leper and he was no longer a leper. Y'all can go on and do what whatever you want to do. I've got to make a payment on my debt. I owe the Lord, amen, a payment of praise. The Bible said with a loud voice. Come on now. How many people don't want you to get loud? The devil don't want you to get loud. Quieten down. Amen. Don't, you know, be quiet. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm talking about my payment of praise tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Write a check tonight. Amen. For what you owe God. Hallelujah. You could never write it big enough. There ain't no way. Oh, but I'm telling you, we can lift our hands. We can turn our mind on God. We can get in the Holy Ghost and begin to worship Him. And all of a sudden, that debt begins to be paid. Somebody wrote a song, said, lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost. What is the words of that song? Amen. Please don't think me foolish or my senses I have lost. I'm just lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost. Listen, I see some debts around here. You know, I was praying about this yesterday. I was praying about this afternoon. And I felt like God was telling me something. Amen. That some of us are in debt. Amen. And the way we're going to get out of debt is praise our way out of debt. Thank you, Jesus. You know what debt does? Debt brings you down. You become a servant to the lender. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm going to get back on what I'm preaching tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible said with a loud voice, glorified God, giving him thanks, for he was a Samaritan. Y'all know what Jesus said. What did Jesus say? What did he say? He said, where? Come on. What did he say? Where are the nine? We're not ten cleansed. All ten of them was cleansed by the power and anointing of God Almighty and the Son of God. And only one of them came back and gave God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can we just give him some praise right now, just for a moment, just from your heart? Just give him some praise from your heart. Come on. Everybody's different. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing me from leprosy. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. God, I will be the one to worship your name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, church. Jesus was riding in on that donkey. The little colt. Nobody ever sat on that colt before. I'm talking about the power of God. Y'all ever messed with animals like that? Horses or donkeys? You can't sit on them the first time. They'll buck and kick and bite.
Amen. Brother, you know, you can't sit on a colt the first time. Amen. Nobody had ever sat on him. He wasn't broke. Amen. But Jesus sat on him, and that colt come under the power of his creator. Listen. Amen. We may be out of control, but let us come under the power of our creator. Hallelujah. And he went in, and they took palm branches and broke them off and laid them in the ground. You know why? Because they didn't want him to touch the dirt. Amen. They didn't want to. Some of them couldn't reach palm branches, so they took their coats. Hallelujah, brother. Amen. Said, don't walk on the ground. Said, walk on this coat right here. Amen. You're not worthy to step on the ground. Walk on this coat right here. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that Jesus was coming into Jerusalem. Amen. Hallelujah. I know it might be a little cold in here, but Brother Wayne, can I borrow your coat just a little while? I feel like Jesus might want to come down this aisle. Amen, Brother Curtis, can I borrow your coat just a minute? Amen, let's lay them out here. Hallelujah. Amen, they're laying their coats out. Amen, lay it out there, Sister Bobby. And here come Jesus. Amen, you know what all the children was doing? The children started crying out, Brother Mike, can I use your coat? Hallelujah. The children started crying out. Amen, and saying, amen, hallelujah, you got a coat, Andrew. Amen, I thought you had a coat. That was this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The children started saying, Hosanna! Woo! Hosanna to the King, the Son of David, Hosanna. They come into the temple. Oh, yes, they did. And the Bible said, they said, tell them to be quiet. Tell these kids to be quiet. And Jesus said, I tell you that the moment they hold their peace, the rocks, oh God, the rocks will cry out in their place. Amen. I don't know if we got any rocks around here. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want no rock crying out in my place. I said, I don't want no rock crying out in my place. We used to have a rock around here. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of rocks around here. Amen. And they're crying out. They're paying our debt. I said, they're paying our debt. Come on, church. Did God save you? Amen. Did God heal you? Did God pull you out of sin? Sister Bobby, he didn't have to save us. He could have saved some one of your other sisters. He could have packed. Come on, bring that in here, Brother Mike. Praise God. Hallelujah. This rock right here, set it on up here to the front. This rock is ready to praise God. You know why? Because God's its creator. Hallelujah. See, I don't see no mouth on that rock. Listen, Jesus said that the rocks will cry out in our place as soon as we quit praising Him. I don't want no rock crying out in my place. God's been good to me. Hallelujah. On November the 11th, 1992, the Lord saved me. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Praise God. Jesus made it all the way into the temple. Thank you, brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't want no rock crying out in my place. Amen. Listen. Hallelujah. Listen. Amen. Hallelujah. If I could put this microphone down to this rock tonight. This rock is crying out. He said, you've lost your marbles. Hallelujah. Because we ain't praising Him near enough. Church, I know we go through troubles, but God's been good to us. I know we go through troubles, but God has been good to us. Amen. I know everything may not be just the way we want it to be, but God has been good to us. Hallelujah. And He deserves the praise. I'm so far behind tonight. Hallelujah. I want to praise Him. I'm so far behind. I want to praise Him. What about you tonight? Has God been good to you? Has God answered prayer? Has God moved in your life? Has God touched your children? Has God touched your family? Has God blessed you? Has God kept your lights on? Has He paid your bills? Has He fed you? Has God fed you every time you was hungry? You might have wondered where it's coming from, but did he feed you? Come on, church. Can I get a witness tonight? Did God save you? Hallelujah. Brother Wayne, he could have passed right over us and chose another one, but he chose us. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's one more time. Let's praise him. Come on, one more time, just from our heart. I'm not trying to get a big show tonight. I want us to worship him truly from our heart. Truly from our heart. Truly from our heart. Come on, church. Hallelujah. My payment of praise tonight. There's a debt. We owe a debt tonight. We're in debt to God. We're in debt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, I'm going to give this altar call, and it's going to be very weird. It's going to be strange. Y'all just bear with me. I'm going to let you come. I know. Hallelujah. But I want you to think about it tonight. Is there anybody tonight that you've been in near close things and you could have died? You could have been dead already. I know all of us could, but maybe you was sick or something. Something happened to you. You was in the hospital or something and you could have died. Amen. I'm going to give the altar call to you first. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Something. Maybe you sit, die. And really and truthfully, without God, y'all just stand up here. Really and truthfully, Sister Honey, if it wasn't for God, you should be dead right now. Listen, we're in debt to God. Come on, Ricky. You already told about that diabetic coma. Jody's been sick. Hallelujah. The doctor said he should have died. What, three? Gave him 3 months or something. Come on now, church. You should have died. Maybe a car wreck, something. You might have to think about it just a little while. I mean, something happened. Maybe you were sick, something. You should be dead. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. I want you to come. Stand up here. Let's start paying on this debt just for a little while. Glory to God. Stand together with me, church. Hey, amen. Somebody else here tonight. Hey, amen. God has done miraculous thing in your life. Hey, amen. And you wasn't raised in church. Your Sister Bobby testified about it. Your family. Hey, amen. According to your family status, you should be lost right now tonight. You should be lost according to your family status. Amen. It don't matter. I got children that's adopted up here. Amen. There's those. Amen. God picked you up and pulled you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And you're saved by the grace of God. Hallelujah. You're saved by the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. I want you to come on. You may already be up here. Amen. But come on. Hallelujah. Amen. According to the statistics, there's no way you should be in this homeless church. Listen, I was raised in homeless, Sister Ben. Amen. I was raised. Now come on, the rest of us. Hallelujah. We know we ought to be praising God. Come on, let's praise God tonight. Come on, just from our heart. Amen. I'm not asking for a big show tonight. Amen. I want you from your heart to worship God and get in tune with Him and tell Him thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I should not be saved. I should not be saved. I should be dead. I should be in hell. Thank you, Jesus.